This is Dave Glowatz. I'm here with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. You ready for the broadcast,
Let's
Ben?
Let's go, baby.
Today we're talking about an article titled Off Track that appeared in the Chicago Reader on February 25th, 2010. This article talks about the Chicago Public Schools eliminating pay for assistant track coaches, and Ben talks about it in the context of the overall Chicago Public Schools budget and what might get cut to help pay for those coaches. I'm thinking this article might have been quite different had you gotten Chicago Public Schools to comment, but CPS spokeswoman Monique Bond did not get back to you. And I'm thinking about another Reader article that appeared in December by Michael Miner, in which he quoted you as saying that you've never run into anyone like Bond at Chicago Public Schools. She's a recently appointed spokeswoman by CPS head Ron Huberman.
Mm-hmm.
And Miner quoted you as saying, quote, they're bringing City Hall tactics to the Board of Education, unquote. And Miner goes on to say that it's become easy for CPS to implement sort of this tight-lipped policy, this nobody speaks but the spokesperson policy, because employees are afraid to talk. And one of the reasons they're afraid to talk, he reports, is that due to cutbacks and layoffs at CPS, employees fear for their jobs. And I'm wondering why you think Ron Huberman imposed such a media clamp in such contrast to, say, his predecessor, Arne Duncan.
Oh, that's a good question. You call him, maybe he'll call you back and
talk
to you.
I'm talking to you now, pal.
I have no idea what is going through the brains of Ron Huberman and Monique Bond. I do know this, and it goes back way before Duncan. I've been around forever. I've been calling the Board of Ed forever. And this goes, I mean, go back to the Joe Hannon days, a name no one remember. Just trust me, it was a long, long time ago. And the PR people at the Board of Ed would call me back. This is, by the way, when I was calling Joe Hannon, I was a young freelancer who didn't even really have any place to write for. I was just sort of doing stories in spec. So there's been a tradition of press agents who get back to reporters at the Board of Ed, at least in my experience, throughout the 80s and the 90s and the O's. The last regime was excellent. That was where they had Pete Cunningham and Mike Vaughn always would get back to me, and they would, you know, go at it with me, and they'd get their point across. And I was, because generally I was writing critical articles, mostly on the TIF issue. But, you know, this new policy, I don't quite understand. It's as though they just want to ignore bad messages or, you know, people who don't write friendly articles. Or I really don't know. Maybe they're overwhelmed by their job. They just can't get it together to respond to calls. I don't know.
Does that seem likely?
No. I'm giving, you know, searching for, I don't know if that would actually be a like good excuse. You know, they're overwhelmed, so they can't do their job. The first time I tried to get a hold of Monique Bond was when I was doing an Olympic story. That was the story in which, oh my God, in its infinite wisdom, the Board of Education had apparently had signed off to a plan by which the city, in preparation for the 2016 Games, would demolish a gym and a swimming pool in Douglas Park that it had just spent $30 million in property taxes fixing up, improving. So they didn't respond to that one, and they didn't respond to this one.
You never got comment on that one?
I didn't get any comment, no. I actually talked to somebody, but I never got a comment. I talked to some assistant to Monique Bond who said they would get back to me, and nobody ever got back to me.
After looking at the Chicago Public Schools budget, you questioned the need for certain divisions.
Anything that doesn't have to do with a classroom, I question the need for, yes, sir.
Such as divisions like the Office of Autonomy.
Right.
In my investigation of city hiring, sources have alleged that Chicago Public Schools and the Chicago Transit Authority are dumping grounds for clouded city workers who are forced to resign, but they still need a place to, you know, go work for the city. And I have several examples of that I won't name at this point. But so I'm wondering, as you looked at the budget.
That's great. Reassuring. Maybe that's what they did. That's where Ron Huberman and Monique Bond came from. I'm sorry, bad joke.
As you looked at the budget, I'm wondering if anything jumped out at you as likely places to bury patronage workers.
Anywhere. It's unbelievable. You know, Dave, I just went through the budget. That's all I did. I looked through the line items on the budget.
And so, by the way, for our listeners, you can go to the Chicago Public Schools website and look at it online if you want.
Yes.
It's like 70 pages.
Yeah, openness and transparency. You can go look on the webpage. Yeah. Anyway, I guess I'm a little hard guy about this. I'm much more sympathetic to people who work in the classroom, who work actually with school children, teenagers or grammar school kids, what have you. So I'm much more sympathetic to them. I don't understand the need for a central bureaucracy other than to process the checks and make sure everybody gets paid. You know, I don't know, do they get supplies, deliver supplies? I don't even know if you need that anymore in this day and age.
Well, there's certain centralized sources of funding, like federal funding. You need ways to make sure that you apply and comply for federal regulations.
Okay, so
they're
obviously, so it's not school by school, although eventually there's supposed to be a formula that dictates all this. The more they move from a formula that dictates in an equitable way the distribution of funds, the more opportunity there is for politicizing to get involved in all this. And hence, people are more dependent on the central office and Mayor Daley than they were before. So I sort of take a hard stand on this one. You really have to prove to me the need for these central office positions. I feel like in the terms of sports, we need more people hands-on, teaching, coaching, running programs. I mean, don't even get me started on our lack of intramurals. There are no intramurals, as far as I know, in the Chicago Public School. Our younger listeners probably don't have no idea what an intramural sport is.
Why don't you explain it?
That's where, within a school, a floor hockey game, kids within a school, it's after school program. In the old days, when Mr. Radio and I were young scholars, they would have a gym teacher who would oversee this after school. And it'd be football in the fall, basketball, floor hockey in the winter. Softball, you didn't have track day. Tennis, I remember. So, I don't know. Those days are long gone, I suppose.
We'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.